The Lady Cats volleyball team slipped to 1-2 in district play after they lost at Longview Friday 3-0. The Lady Cats will travel to Hallsville Tuesday. Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin discussed the Longview loss and more on the Saturday morning coaches show on KSST and on Channel 18 on Suddenlink Cable.
I don't think we were quite prepared or expecting the fast tempo offense that Longview brought and the size of their girls. They were very competitive, and it was a fast wake-up call that we better get moving quickly. But we started to compete a little bit at there at the end, but mm-hmm. It definitely was an eye-opener for us to see like where we want to get to and what changes we need to make defensively.
Some of the coaches have talked about how difficult it is to play these games against these teams that are about an hour and a half away. Because you put kids on a bus for an hour and a half, and it's predictable, unless they're singing and enjoying themselves, they're going to fall asleep. And is that a problem? You get off the bus and everybody's kind of sleepy there.
It is. Well, volleyball on Friday nights, we reverse our schedule. So varsity actually plays first. Mm-hmm. And we also want our girls to be in school as long as possible. So they actually missed two periods yesterday, the last two periods of the day. And we thought we had allowed for enough time to get there. And yesterday, for some reason, it took us almost 2 hours to get there. So we didn't get there till about 30 minutes before game time. And you're right, it's hard, on a hot bus, it's crowded. And when they get there, it's hard. You got to get warmed up and ready to go very quickly. And in district, this whole first month we're on the road. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we're trying to figure out for our team, the best way to get prepared, because it is tough. We don't want to miss half a day just to get warmed up or anything like that. But we got to be ready to get off that bus and be ready to go. So
yeah, you kind of have to feel with a schedule like this, if you can just kind of survive, to where you expect to play better at home and in front of the home crowd and all that. If you
yes,
can
sir.
Survive all this road trip, then you'll have the best of it in the second half, hopefully, to make a big run there.
Right. We're hoping so. These girls have been great. They've been working hard. We're still learning each other, and we're improving every match. And they're smart girls. They see where their weaknesses are and their strengths are, and where we need to get better each match. And but this month is a tough month. We have a very competitive district. I'm new here, and I was unfamiliar with some of these schools here. But seeing the wide range of levels that we do have in this district, a large district at that too. Last year there's only 6 teams, and this year there's 8, and it's a little bit tougher to make it into the playoffs. And we're gonna have to figure out a way to battle through this first month. They are all on the road except for T-High, which is next Friday night, mm-hmm. The same time our boys play them in football. But the second month we are at home, and hopefully that will help give us an edge as well, because we'll be more rested. It won't be as exhausting. We won't be missing school or on the road as much. So hopefully that will help us out too, that second round.
As you look at the district teams, you knew Hallsville was going to be really, really good.
Yes, sir.
And they've been advertised. I think they're in the top 5 in the state of Texas or something.
I think
like
they're
that.
Ranked number 2 right now. They last I saw this past week, and I think they only have 1 loss on the season.
KSST Sports.